CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
This is W8MEL.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
Was that you, Mike? AC9HO. That's no good. You're noisy and audio is really, really low. Yeah, you gotta talk on that HD, you gotta talk really close to it. You still there, Mike? You're louder, but you got a lot of noise with you. Did you check your mailbox? Did you check your mailbox or your cell phone? I text you and I left you something in your mailbox. Yeah, I'm having a hard time picking you up. What's wrong with your big radio?
No, sir, I'm back on it. That was my HD with the rubber ducky. I'm in my inbox, sir. I wonder if it went to my, trash or whatever.
Well, I'm talking about your snail mail, the one outside your house. I can't put a wire in your email box.
Oh! No, I haven't been out there today to check it. You bought the wire?
Yep, and I left you a text message too. Well, Travis gave me your number, so hopefully I got the right number, but I text somebody. And I left the wire in the mailbox, and it has, one wire's got a red line on it, and that's the positive side, so it should be all wired up pretty easily.
I really appreciate it. What do I owe you?
You'll pay it forward somewhere. You see somebody needs something to eat or something, go ahead and give it to them. You know, we'll call it even. Just pay it forward.
Okay. Do you want me to do the net tonight?
Yeah, if you want to, you got 10 seconds.
Alright.
Alright, I'll do the ham dot live part, and I'll be here if you need me. AC9HO. please stand by. I think the net control operator is still getting ready. This is AC9HO.
I wasn't quite ready. Sorry about that. CQ. Good evening. This is N9OKA. My name is Mike, and I'm calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net into session. I'm located on the east side of LaPorte, and will be your net control for this session of the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during the net, please jump in by saying emergency, and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. Club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146970 W9LY VHF FM analog, and now All Star connected, also connected to DMR talk group 31146 VLPC ARC DMR talk group, located at Schultz Road and Highway 35 north on the 160-foot concrete tower. The 146610 K9GSI VHF FM analog, located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West, across from the prison farm, and 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog, C4 FM, Wires X connected, also located on the tower at Schultz Road and Highway 35. We have some up-to-date info in this area here with digital, and I'll address that a little later. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146.970 repeater with a negative 600 offset and a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610, negative offset with a PL of 131.8, and await instructions from there. If you would like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website lpcarc.org. And now we'll turn it over to Kurt, AC9HO for AMY.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much. AC9HO here. Secondary net control, I guess. I would like to add to the club repeaters that the 9-7, this repeater, is also Echo Link connected now. And that means you can connect with your computer, your phone, pretty much anything you want through Echolink. The Echolink number is 19, I had it, now it's gone, 193001, yes, 193001, if you want to connect to this repeater through Echolink. And then I will now continue with the Ham.Live. Live. If you're interested in seeing check-ins live during the net, sign in to Ham.Live and look for LPC ARC information net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, and if And there's a live text chat for everyone to use as well. With the live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radioactive is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers or phones with a browser. There is a video on the website to help set up an account. The accounts are free. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net, and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on Ham.live. I'll go through the Ham.live list, Mike, before, well, after mobile and short time stations. Is that okay?
Okay, Kurt. All right, that'll work. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. And as a matter of fact, I could throw that in here right now that this evening I have a question for everyone out here. And the question is, do you use a net logger? If so, what's your favorite net logger program? That's this evening's question here. And now let's get back here. Oh boy. I got too many things going on here. Okay. And for the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins, including John's useless information, first followed by short or mobile stations. Then I will go through the Ham Live list, or Kurt will, as we have it. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers.
AC9HO.
Okay, heard you in here, Kurt, AC9HO. What do you think of a net logger? Do you use them, and what's your favorite?
Well, I have to clarify a little bit. Net logger would be the ham.live is what I use for a net logger. But do you mean just a logging software for like HF or just a net logger?
Yeah, okay. I guess there's more to it than what I thought. I associate it with HF. I thought it's what you use there when you make a contact over the states or overseas, whatever. I use, what is that now? Forgot what I use myself. N9OKA.
Okay, I had a feeling that's what you were getting at. Was just a regular logging software, because net loggers are for nets. They're a little bit different. They're designed a little bit different. But for the logging software that I use is World Radio League. I'm a lifetime member with them and enjoy using that quite a bit. Works pretty good.
Okay, yeah, QRZ, the logger they have there is the one that I use. And that is what I meant. So I'll refer to it the rest of the evening as logging software.
Yeah, my World Radio League also uploads to QRZ. I also have an account with Logbook of the World through ARRL, and I think that's it. But I do have another logging software that I used to use, and that's MacLogger for Mac computers. But since going to World Radio League, I haven't been using that. Go ahead, NetControl, AC9HO.
Do you have a favorite?
Right now it's World Radio League. That's probably my favorite right now, for sure.
Okay. All right. let me get back on the script here. I will now take check-ins from mobile or short-time stations. Please call net control now.
Operating.
Well, we had one check-in. I didn't catch the call sign.
Alpha Charlie 9, Singapore, India. That's AT9UI, calling mobile.
Did you catch it, Kurt? I'm not hearing it.
Oh, yeah. It's Alpha Charlie 9, Uniform India, Serafina. Alpha Charlie 9, Uniform India. And I have been not logging, so I'm going to type that in myself.
Okay. All right. Well, good evening, Serafina and Facebook. Checking into the net, AC9UI. I have a question for you. What is your favorite net logging software, or do you use logging software?
I'm currently trying CMTK panel for collaboration, but I also use paper as well.
Okay, well, 73, thanks for checking into the net. And any more mobile or short-time stations that check in now?
Net Control, this is Alpha Delta 9, Echo Alpha, Keith, and I use Log for Old Men, the entire line.
What was your call sign again?
Call sign Alpha Delta 9, Echo Alpha, AT9EA.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking in, Alpha Delta 9 Echo Alpha. And what was your favorite net logging software?
I use Log for Old Men, the IM one.
Okay, all right, well, thanks again for checking into the net, and have a good evening there. And now we'll take, is there any more short time or mobile stations out there? Okay, I will now take general check-ins. The question this evening is, do you use logging software, and if so, what kind? Or, then again, too, if you have any other questions or comments for the net this evening, please let us know. So we'll take general check-ins now.
10-9 DSI. Going to be one of those nights, Mike.
Evidently. Was that N9DSN?
Yes, November 9, Victor Sierra, November. VSN.
Yeah, thank you there, Kurt. And good evening to you, Mike. And hope you're doing well. I don't really use any logging software right now. Back when I was a tech plus. But hopefully in the future I'll be able to enjoy those services once again. Thank you, son.
Okay, well, there's at least three that I'm aware of, and generally everybody I talk to uses one of those three, and I'm just kind of curious, you know, what each person uses, what's their favorite, etc. But thanks for checking into the net this evening, N9BSN, 73's to you, and we'll try and take some more check-ins at this time.
Mike, would you like me to go through the ham.live list? Okay, this is AC9HO. First on the list, we have KD9HAY. Hayden, do you have a logging software you prefer? And do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY, Hayden, Michigan City. Overall, I use, kind of as the main log, I use URZ and have that synchronized with Logbook of the World, and they can confirm each other. If I have one, they'll confirm on the other one. So overall, those are the main two that I use, is Logbook of the World and URZ. Portable operation-wise, I use Polo by Ham2K. Great application. It's available for both Android and Apple devices. And it allows you to log everything really easily and access spots, and it'll spot you, and you can use the GPS on your phone to see nearby parks and stuff like that. But the neat thing about that is that if you are working spots, you can click on it, and it'll automatically fill in all the information for the log, and it works really well. And if you haven't checked that out, I would highly recommend it. But thanks for taking the night tonight there, Mike, and we'll send it back over to you, 73. 89HAY. I paused for you, Mike, in case you wanted to say anything.
Oh, okay, well, that was some good information there on this, how he chooses his software to use. And thanks for checking in there, Hayden. 73s, and be on your way to work, drive safe. N9OK, back to Kurt, our associate net control operator.
I like that. All right. Well, thank you, Hayden, for checking in. Have a good evening and good rest of your week. And World Radio League actually has a pretty significant POTA presence as well for POTA activations. And also Chasers, it actually has an area where you can get a list of all the active POTA stations and just click on the frequency, and it tunes you right to that frequency, and boom, you get to make that contact if you can. So, yeah, all the logging software seems to be heading that direction. So, all right, next on the list we have KD9PYT. Rob, do you have a logging software you prefer? And do you have anything for the net?
Rob in Walkerton. I don't really do much logging, so no, I don't have any I prefer. I do have a QRZ login. I suppose I could use that if I needed to. Other than that, nothing else for the net. Sort of enjoying the little cooler weather and looking forward to sort of normal temperatures for this time of year. Back to you, net control, is KD9PYT.
Okay, Rob, very good. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. Next we have KD9PBR. Steve, do you have anything for the net, and do you have a logging software you prefer?
Good evening, Kurt, and good evening, Mike, and everyone else on the net. Nothing really tonight, but I use HamLogger. I recently paid for it, and I downloaded World Radio League and started playing around with it, and I'm kind of intrigued by it. So those are my two logs. Plus, I have some handwritten logs that I probably should upload. I don't know how I would do that, but I've kind of been haphazard by the logging over time. But I'm trying to become more organized on my phone. I also have another tablet that I plan on using as my logging device.
CMN Network.
Okay, Steve, very good. Yeah, the only way that I know of to put in the, which maybe AI can help a little bit, but to enter in all your paper logs is to one at a time. Enter them in there one at a time. I don't know if you need to do that unless you want it digital, you know, digitized. That might be the only reason you'd want to do it. But, yeah, I like that World Radio League. It's a nice-looking software, you know, and now they have a desktop software that works pretty good. It's still in the early phases, so it's still a little glitchy at times, but it does work pretty good. All right, Steve, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next, we have KE9EQG. Brian, do you have a logging software you like to use, and do you have anything for the net? All right, we'll give Brian another call. KE9EQG. KE9EQG. Brian, do you have anything for the net, and do you have a logging software you prefer? Okay, maybe he's on the radio, but he did sign into ham.live. Maybe he didn't intend to, but we got him in there anyway. So the last but not least, via text message, N9YOU. Brian, if he's not on the phone still. He told me he's checking in via text message, but he's on the phone. So N9YOU, Brian, do you have a login software you like to use, and do you have anything for the net? All right, we'll come back to Brian a little bit later, or he can chime in whenever he gets time. So, all right, so that completes my list as I have it. I will return it back to Master Net Control, Mr. Mike, AC9HO, Assistant Net Control, or Associate, sorry, Associate Net Control. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Associate. Okay, we'll check. We'll have three more general check-ins at this time. What is your favorite logging software, and do you have anything for the net this evening?
51 Delta Radio Delta.
Okay, well, I believe that's it for the moment here. Whiskey 1, was that RDR?
DRD Delta Radio Delta.
Okay, a 73-year-old brain at work here tonight. Please excuse me. Do you have a favorite logging software or anything for the net this evening?
No, I really don't. I really need one because I write it all on a piece of paper and I lose the piece of paper and get off the page.
Okay, well, I started doing that myself. I use QRZ, and I still need to learn how to import. That's the next thing I need to learn, so I can take my list from, say, FT8 and import it over to QRZ without having to do it one at a time by hand here, so, RBR, 7-3, Steve, thanks for checking into the net this evening, have a good week.
Okay, and you too, and I'm guessing this is like LaPorte, is that where I'm at?
Now go ahead.
Am I guessing this is like LaPorte net?
Oh, yeah, this is LaPorte net.
Okay, well, I'm over here by Rensselaer, so it's a little bit of a hike for me, but I hear you guys pretty good. I just kind of heard you in there, so I thought I'd want to jump in.
You got a little bit of bacon frying with you there, making me hungry, but you're doing a fine job from Rensselaer.
Well, next time we'll put the antenna up a little higher and turn the power up a little farther, but yeah, 73, sir. Enjoy your evening.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, I got you in here, Dean, I believe it is, W1DRD. I'm doing the ham.live log. But, yeah, you're actually doing really well from Rensselaer. That static that Mike is talking about, I think, is on everybody's signal tonight. So, yeah, you're sounding really good in the from Rensselaer. So, thanks for checking in, AC9HO. Go ahead, Net Control.
Yeah, I don't. What is that weather related? What we're hearing this noise?
Yeah, it's hard telling. I was hearing some weird noise on the 6-1 tonight, too, so I was starting to think we were having that same issue we had with the amplifier, what we thought was the amplifier, so. But then it might be somebody keying up, too. I'm not sure. I was listening to you guys on a HD, so. But, yeah, it could be environmental stuff right now. Not sure.
Okay. I know that's what, that's why I became a ham radio operator. Loved that FM, man. It was like you're in the same room with a person, no static or nothing, so. As compared to 11 meter AM. But, do we have any more, general check-ins for this evening's net?
AD9GY.
There he is. Okay, AD9GY. What do you think, Mike? Do you use logging software? And do you have anything for the net this evening?
No, at this point, I don't use any kind of logging software. Maybe someday, who knows? I don't have anything especially interesting for the net tonight. I'm just glad to be here. So anyways, other than that, just everything's good, you know. Like I said, glad to be here. 89GY.
Oh, we're glad you checked in this evening, Mike. 7-3, stay and have a good week. Are there any more general check-ins for this evening's net?
KI-90.
Good evening, Jim. KI-90. You have anything for the net this evening, or do you have a favorite logging software?
Yeah, good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. Yeah, my favorite logging software is Amateur Contact Log by M3FJP. Been using that for quite a while. Works nice. You can automatically upload your contacts to QRZ or Logbook of the World, you know, with a few clicks of the mouse there. And he also has different versions of software for Field Day and Indiana Fuso Party and other contests you can download when you're operating some of those events there. But, yeah, Amateur Contact Log, and just wanted to report that the Dayton Ham Venture was a lot of fun here this past weekend. Had a good time. Also attended the QRP convention, what they call the 4 days in May, and that was really nice as well. And I thought for sure Kurt was going to come home with one of the grand prizes, with some beginner's luck there, but maybe next year there. KI-90, back to you, Mike.
Okay, Jim. Well, yeah, it's always next year, huh? I got Amateur down, but I didn't get the rest of that software you like. What was the rest of it?
Amateur Contact Log. Amateur Contact Log by N3 Foxtrot Juliet Papa, N3FJP.
One thing that I'm probably trying to do here tonight or learn is software out there that would be easy for me to relay it over to my QRZ. Anyway, without having to go back and forth between my laptop and my PC, that's how I'm doing my logging now.
Roger that. Yeah, it's there's a little bit of a setup to it, but you can get your WSJT program to talk to Amateur Contact Log, and I guess other programs as well, and it automatically. Automatically transfer your contacts over to the logbook. And then once you made about 10 contacts or whatever, you can upload all 10 contacts to QRZ or other areas.
Comment.
Appreciate that, Jim. I appreciate it. Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, to Jim's point, almost all the software programs will import or export to QRZ. And then also, you can make what's called an ADIF file, A-D-I-F, from your WSJTX, I think. I don't know much about WSJTX. And then you can import that file into QRZ, so you don't have to do it one at a time. But there should be a setting in WSJTX that I believe will upload it to QRZ directly. But I'm not 100% certain on that with WSJTX. I know my World Radio League will. It uploads it automatically to QRZ, and so does my Mac logger. And so will my logging software that's in the Flex software. So almost all logging software, even the one Jim mentioned, and probably everyone mentioned tonight, will do that. So you don't have to manually do anything, really. But it is, like Jim said, it's a little bit of a setup. But also I commented in, Jim, did you get that BridgeCom? Is that BridgeCom? Did you get that radio programmed yet?
I think I do. I have it set up for the Porter County machine for their talk groups there, and I tested out the Parrot to see if it would echo back to me, and that seems to be working. But I haven't made a voice contact with it yet. Excuse me, something in my throat here. But I'm monitoring there now on the Porter County machine.
Comment.
I got you in there, Hayden. I will, after the net, because I left my HT out in the living room, I'll give you a shout on that repeater. So go ahead, Hayden. AC9HO.
Just wanted to make sure Jim realized if he was referring to the N9AA's DMR repeater, it is up but not connected to anything but the K9PC, and I think it's a 442. 250. Not 100% sure on that, but anyway, the K9PC UHF machine is recently turned DMR and is connected to the internet.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Hayden. Hey, I watched the YouTube video and kind of followed along on how to set up the talk groups and the channels and the zones and stuff like that, color code. So I think I got it. I just need to catch somebody out there to see if they can hear me okay or if I'm hearing them okay. But, yeah, that's where I'm tuned to right now, the 442-250 machine in Valpo.
Also, if you don't have promiscuous mode enabled on your radio, that's a real helpful thing. It'll make sure that whatever the color code or file group that somebody is talking on, you'll still hear them as long as you're on the same frequency, and then it'll display the information for the talk group and color code that they're using, so that if you're not in the same talk group, you can at least tune over there and make contact. But have fun with that. Should be a good radio for you. KD9HGY, back to net control.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about. I did catch promiscuous, though. That I caught. I haven't talked to any females out here lately, so, oh well. Are there any more general check-ins? Okay, we'll come back to check-ins later on there. This will be the information part of the net. And, first of all, we have the area nets. Aries District 1 serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton. The ARESDI D1 net is every Tuesday at 7 o'clock on the N9 IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There's also a net for GMRS licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700, plus offset in a 141.3 PL tone. Next, we have the LaPorte County Early Morning Siren Testing Net, the first Saturday of every month, on this frequency, 146.970 W9LY repeater, beginning at 11 a.m. Please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes before the, or prior for the updated location requirements. The next siren testing will be, I don't have that date down, but it's the first Saturday of June it'll be. Next we have the Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-air net in the K9DEW repeater at 147.330 plus with a 131.8 PL. The net provides a weekly opportunity for net contact. There's no better way to hone your listening and operating skills than to take part in the MARC Wednesday Night Net. Every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330 plus with a 131.8 PL. If the K9DW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9HEX repeater, 147.390 plus and a 131.8 PL. Next we have Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR 442.700 plus offset with 131.8 PL tone. Then we have White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9 DQA repeater, 147.225 plus offset with a 131.8 PL. Next we have the White County Amateur Radio Society meets every Wednesday night, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the KC9 PQA repeater, 147.255 plus with an offset of 131.8 PL. Frequency coordination net every Friday night at 7:30 Central on the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700. LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net is every Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. What I don't know is if we still have the LaPorte County Skywarn net on Thursday evenings. Do you know, Kurt?
I don't think so. I haven't heard it anyway, so I've been skipping that one.
Okay, I will too here then. Okay, we're going to go next to the our Telgingham Festival, Port County Amateur Radio Club, is putting on a Telgingham Fest on July the 18th. Setup will begin at 8 a.m. and it's located at the tower site on the corner of Highway 35 and Schultz Road, which is 3354 West Schultz Road in LaPorte. And there's a $5 admission per car or truck, and it doesn't matter how many people you have in the car or the truck. Next, we have club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. at 1480 Boyd Boulevard in LaPorte. The next meeting will be the second Monday in June. I didn't write this, get the date down. But membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meeting, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks. And during the meeting presentation, we've had solder demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation and demonstrations and guest speakers from time to time. At the past September meeting, we had Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service to talk about weather emergencies and communication. We would also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org, and on the website of the homepage, click Club Membership. Then when the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page a membership form to fill out for our records. Then under that, there is a Pay Online button. Click Pay Online, fill out the fields. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly. This feature is through PNC Bank, so it is secure. Come to our club
this
breakfast,
is CNN Network, and
8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West US 20, Michigan City. Also, another club breakfast every Thursday, 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte, Indiana. I don't think I already announced that one, Kurt. Is that still going?
Yeah, I was going to jump in there. As a matter of fact, the first Saturday of the month at Sugar Bowl Restaurant is no longer in that location, and it is temporarily not happening. They are looking for a new location. This means that the club breakfast the first Saturday of the month will be postponed until the new Sugar Bowl location is found. Once that happens, we'll announce it on here on the net to let everybody know. So yeah, there's only one breakfast that's still going. That's on the Thursday at Mama T's Diner. AC9HO, back to net.
Okay, thanks for that, Kurt. I'm not sure when would be a good time to bring this up, but at our past meeting, we took a vote where some of the membership was wanting the use of a digital repeater and to talk digital, and we voted and decided on using our 440 repeater, which is 441.950 for digital, and we're going to split it in half over a 24-hour period. 6 a.m., 2 a.m., 2 p.m. will be for 1 or 6. 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. will be digital. So if you want to talk digital radio, you can do that now on the 441.950 LaPorte repeater. And that's a good thing. I'm glad we got that settled the way we did. And next I wanted to bring up that the Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, and when you fill out the application, turn it in with attention, Captain Jesse. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators, are looking to learn more about radio or POTA, come out to the Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 and 9 a.m., and that's South Bend time. And, let's see. It goes until 3 to 4 p.m. South Bend time, or Eastern. For more info, contact Potato Creek. Get on the 147.330 K9DEW repeater to find out details on upcoming gatherings.
Comment?
Go ahead, comment.
Also might want to add in your notes there, Mike, another way to contact the people at the Potato Creek is potatocreekportable.org. It's all one word, potatocreekportable.org. That's their website. They have a calendar on there of upcoming events, and they have a link for their Discord. And I highly recommend anybody that's interested in visiting these guys out there either once or as many times as you can, get on their Discord. It's a very active Discord, and you'll get even faster up-to-date notices on what's going on. So, potatocreekportable.org. Back to net control.
Okay, I wondered about that, and I will be making some changes on my notes when the net's over, and then include several of these things here. And, did I get everything right on the digital net that we're doing now, or the digital time period we're doing?
Yeah, I think you had it right. I think Ken is actually out of town right now, or traveling for camping. So today I noticed it wasn't switched over to where you could connect to other rooms. Now, if you have a Wires X node, you can connect to the repeater, but the repeater can't connect to other rooms. So tomorrow, if I think about it when I'm at work, I will switch it back over so that people can use it during the day on my KC wide or whatever, because I have a feeling Ken's driving or traveling, so he'll be busy until he gets to his location anyway. But, yeah, I think you had it right. And then it was talked tonight. I was talking to Hayden, and he suggested maybe let everybody know that after the net, if anybody wants to try C4FM on that repeater, that after the net somebody might be out there listening. So that'd be a good time. I can't say I will be every night, but we could definitely make that a thing to where every Wednesday after the net, you can meet on 441.950 for a afternet rag chew, I guess you could call it. Back to net control.
Okay, I'm going to get off the script here for a minute. The other day I was looking after we settled on our game plan for digital radio, I looked up digital radio on the internet, looking to buy a different radio, and everything that came up was DMR. Now, is that the same as what we're talking about or not?
No, you have to buy a Yaesu radio. Yaesu is proprietary. It's the only one that does C4FM. C4FM is not the same as DMR. That's a totally, you got three, well, you got more than three. You got a lot of digital modes. You got NXDN, you got DMR, you got D-Star, you got C4FM, you got DMR, you got P25, you got M17. I'm not sure if I missed one, but that's the gist of it. C4FM is the only one our repeaters will do. So it has to be a Yaesu radio. So that narrows it down for you, right?
That answered my question. Thank you. Okay. I had a suspicion that there was a difference between DMR and the digital radio that we're using right now. I just wasn't sure how to draw a distinction between the two of them.
Yeah, DMR is a separate digital mode all by itself, and so is D-Star, and so is, but DMR is, you can get into that a lot cheaper, but it's way harder to program, so I don't recommend it for people that aren't very, very comfortable with a computer, I should say, but it is a good mode, just very difficult to program. If you can get somebody to program it for you, you're set, so. But it won't work with our repeaters. We don't have any repeaters in the LaPorte area currently. We did, but it's been offline for quite some time. Not the club. Somebody else had one. But the club itself has never had a DMR repeater.
Okay. Well, we'll try and fix that at the next meeting there. What do you think? Okay, I'm going to open up for more check-ins at this time. Any general check-ins or club officials, come now.
Check-ins. EGC.
Oh, boy, I missed that.
I believe that was Mr. John came in PGC.
Well, that was perfect timing because next I was going to ask for John's useless information. Do you have anything for us tonight, John?
Yeah, sure I do. And this is K9PGC. Good evening, everybody. Under useless information, it's probably useful information. I had to do a bike ride, I should say had. I wanted to do it earlier. Could not check in earlier. It was the ride of silence. It's a lot easier for me to do that than any of you people think. Okay? And it was a little bit of a memorial to all those that have gotten hit or killed by a car that's been on the bicycle and so forth. And unfortunately, I know quite a few that fit that category and a whole lot more in the biker community, the motorcycle biker community. Anyhow, so we did a little ride of silence through LaPorte, had a nice fire truck leading us through part of it, had an officer, I forgot his name unfortunately, but he's the new assistant police chief of LaPorte. Moved up the ladder a little bit, he rode with us. For 8 miles, and not too sure if he turned the battery on or not, but he had the full rig, and that is an e-bike, but he's pedaling. He was one of us tonight, so he had 16 bikes all together, went around the lake, started out at the fairgrounds, went around the lakes, back. That was my evening, and like I said, for what it's worth knowing, in the month of May is supposed to be in Indiana. It's bike month. You know, I would think they would have picked a warmer month, but that's all right. I ride all year round best I can, so that's some information I can kick out. And to go on to something I forgot the other week when I was doing useless information, the other week there, starting on a Monday, there is now a real WKRP in Cincinnati, which some of you, most of you, or something like that. Remember the TV series, well, it's not just legit, one of the actors who played the program director on that TV series that played Travis. His name is Gary Sandy, or Sandy Gary or something like that. Anyway, I'll get it mixed up one of these days. He actually was the first broadcast. He actually had a little radio program to send everything off. It's it can be found on the internet. They transmit on three different frequencies. So there's an actual WKRP, and they got merchandise you can buy, all that stuff. So I'm just saying, full-fledged radio station. But it was interesting to hear that they had a, they got back to you, Mike. This is K9PEGC.
Well, I do have one more question for you, John. When it comes to logging software, what do you prefer? What do you use? What's your favorite?
Pen and pencil. Seriously, I use CLOBLOG. Because I'll get more confirmations out of Europe and Asia than... I also do QRZ, Logbook of the World. So I've got those going for myself, but CLOBLOG is my preferred.
Okay, John. I did hear about a bike trip that some people were taking up around Syracuse. You ever rode that far?
I did a circle one time. Basically, the round trip was from Monticello to West Lafayette, a little bit of Austria, and straight back. That goes back to my college days. And I would have to have somebody tell me exactly what miles that was. It'd take me a little bit to remember the majority of that path, but... yeah, that's something that goes way back with me.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you checking in here, John. And you be careful. I don't know if you're on the bike or in your car. But you take care. Thanks for checking in. Have a good week. Are there any other general check-ins?
NYOU. I'm finally off the phone.
Okay, Brian. Do you have anything for the net tonight, or can you tell us your favorite login software that you like to use?
My favorite login software. Paper and pencil. And, yeah. I've used some logging software, but I don't know. I just like pen and pencil. Pencil and paper. That's just me. But yeah, not too much. Just got to talk to some of you guys on while you guys were down at Xenia. But yeah, sounded like everybody had fun and it was good, but you know. I had to stay home this time because of finances, but yeah, hopefully I can go next year. That definitely would be nice. But yeah, I'm glad everybody had a good time, and I was just home watching the YouTubers and that were down there, and actually saw a couple like Tony and his wife. They were going down the flea market inside the track and passing Josh, one of the YouTubers. So I saw a couple people like that, which was neat. But kind of got their few seconds of fame. Hi. But anyways, yeah, just hope everybody had a good time and which sounded like it. And hope everybody has a good rest of the week and a good and safe. Memorial Day weekend, and we'll turn it back over to you, Mike. Hey,
N9YLU. 73, it's Brian. Thanks for checking in there. That's got me thinking. I was talking with Jim the other day, and G9IE, he said he couldn't wait for the next one to come. I wonder if we'll have more than one invention in a year. What do you think?
I think it'd be nice. Have one, like now, and then one, say, October, November. Probably September. Probably. Since half of it's outside and half of it's inside. So, I'd say September would probably be the drawing line. But it would be nice, though. I don't know if you'd have a turnout like you do now. Because I'm pretty sure they had probably, from the way it's sounding, probably at least anywhere from 30 to 40,000 people for the 3 days.
Yeah, I wonder about that myself, what the turnout might be if they did that. But, hey, 73, see you, Brian. Thanks for checking in. And you have a good week. We'll catch you again. Are there any other general check-ins for this evening's net? Okay, next we'll have weather at a glance here. And let me get it rolling here. Okay. Right now, according to the LaPorte Municipal Airport, it's 52 degrees out. Tonight we're supposed to be partly cloudy with a low around 44. North wind 5 to 10 mile an hour, becoming east after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 20 mile an hour. I was concerned from a wire antenna up that tree the other day when we had high winds, man. But for tomorrow, Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. East wind around 10 mile an hour with gusts as high as 20. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 47. East winds 10 miles an hour. Friday, a 40% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 68. East wind 10 to 15 mile an hour with gusts as high as 25. Friday night showers low around 54. East wind 10 to 15 mile an hour with gusts as high as 25. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half of inch possible. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Sunday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 75. Chance of precipitation, man. Say that real quick three times. It's 30%. Sunday night, a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Then on Memorial Day, partly sunny with a high near 78. Sounds good to me. Get the grill going. Monday night, a 20% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high around near 80. Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. probably with a little around 50 or 60. I'm sorry, a little around 60. And then finally for Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 82. So we're going to get relief here for the next couple of days from the heat, but by Tuesday of next week, it's supposed to be back again in the 80s. Okay, again, do we have any general check-ins at this time? Anybody wanting to check into the net, call in now, please.
K9RIF, Kilo-9 Romeo, India, Foxtrot, short time.
K9ALK, Kilo, Echo, Niner, Alpha, Lima, Kilo.
I missed the first one there, was K9, and I didn't catch the rest of the call.
Kilo-9, Romeo, India, Foxtrot.
K9PDM.
CMN Network, 220.
Okay. I don't know what's going on in my ears tonight. I got Kilo 9 and then India Foxtrot.
Kilo 9 Romeo, India Foxtrot, K9RIF.
Okay. All right. Well, we got four of them check-ins here. We'll start with K9RIF. Do you have any favorite logging programs that you like to use, or do you have anything for the net this evening?
Thanks, Mike. Just want to say hi, everybody, and have a good time. I was a short time because I'm pulling in the driveway here, but just wanted to jump in there real quick. Everybody have a great week. K9RIF.
Well, we appreciate you checking into the net there, K9RIF. 7-3s, and you have a good week. Next, we'll go to KF9WW. Good evening, Mike. Do you have a favorite logging software or anything for the net?
KF9WW. Good evening, everyone on the net. I use Log4OM. It's my primary, and Hammer when I'm out doing coding or any other portable operation, and I funnel them all basically automatically. They are all set up to where they feed each other, and feed everything into QRZ for the primary storage location, which in turn I can go to the logbook of the world and store and forward. And that's all I've got. So back to you.
Well, I'm gonna throw it out there. Are you okay? How'd it go today?
I'm on the mend, everything's okay.
I'm glad to hear that, Mike. It's good news. Okay, well, 7-3's to you, Mike, and thanks for checking into the net. I think you have more business to take care of this week as well, so hope everything goes good for you, and we'll catch you next time. KF9WW, N9OKA. Next on the list, we have KE9ALK. Do you have anything for the net, or what is your favorite logging software, if you have any?
Greetings, everyone. KE9ALK. Nice to hear you doing the net again, Mike. This is Thomas. No, I don't have a favorite logging software, and I don't have anything for the net tonight. Just remembered I needed to check in, so I'm checking in. 89 ALK back to net control. 73.
73, stay there, Thomas. Thanks for, indeed for checking in. And well, hopefully we'll catch you next week there as well. 73s and have a good week. K9AOK, N9OK. Next we have K9BDN. K9BDN. Do you have a favorite logging software, or do you have anything for the net this evening? Oh, did I get that wrong? I thought it was K9BDN.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, Mike. I thought it was PDN, but I'm not sure. And I tried typing it in, didn't come up right. So, station ending in PDN, BDN, something like that. Please try again. I'm guessing he got tied up with something, or I had to leave. Unfortunately, I missed it too.
Okay. Well, are there any other check-ins? We're coming down to about the end here. Any more general check-ins for this evening's net? Okay, we'll try here in a little bit again. But now we're going to open up Swap and Shop. And are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale? Wanted? Loan, borrow, the Swap and Shop session is now open. Please call Net Control now if you have any items for sale or that you're wanting, loan, borrow, etc., etc. Well, I do have one thing. I'm wondering if anyone out there could help me. I need a mic wired to a radio. I don't have a VOM. I do have a voltometer, but I can't find it. And ditto with my soldering iron. I can't find it either. But I'm just wondering if anyone out there can solder up a mic to a radio for me. Okay, well, I may have to make a run over to the, I keep forgetting the name of that store I like to go to. I may have to go to the store and get me another soldering iron and a VOM so I can get that mic wired up. But, are there any last, general check-ins at this time?
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
And what mic are you trying to wire up now?
It's for 11 meters. I have an echo mic. I'm trying to get it wired to a President radio, an 11 meter radio. And I don't have, with this mic, it's not right at all. I don't have receive or transmit. It needs to be wired up properly.
Do you have the schematics and everything? That would help if anybody was able to do that, if you had all the schematics and everything.
I have no doubt that I could find it online. Everything's out there.
Yeah, I'd round that stuff up and then ask again, you know, and say, I got all the schematics for both the mic and the radio, and then maybe you get some takers, and I don't want to volunteer just yet, because I got a lot of stuff on my plate at the moment, and you'd have to wait on me, and I don't like you waiting on me.
Okay, all right, well, I appreciate that, Kurt. Harbor Freight, I don't know why that name keeps escaping this old 73-year-old brain here, but
Oh, okay. I'm sure there's a way to do it that way. I prefer schematics, but yeah, that's all I had. Back to that.
Well, I opened my mouth too quick. I do need a schematic for the radio. I don't need one for the mic. For the VLM, I can figure out transmit and receive. But, I've got a couple articles here, Kurt, but I don't know. I've been talking so much, I don't know if I can do them.
Well, it's your net. You do however you want. If you want to wait till next week, wait till next week.
I might do that. I might just wait until next week to read these articles so I can read one of them anyway. I've got a silent key here I'm going to read. I don't do them normally, but this one, this silent key is for senior composer Alan Osman. KN0ICE. Funeral services were held on Saturday, May the 2nd, for a noted radio amateur who had belonged to a singing family that once topped the pop music charts. Family and friends said their final goodbyes to Alan Osman, KN0ICE, who led the singing family, the Osmonds, as both a performer and a songwriter. Alan, who had been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1987, became a silent key on the 20th of April. He and his brothers were veterans of the music scene, starting their careers in the 1950s, and were later joined by younger brother Donnie, who had at one time also been a ham radio operator with the call sign of KA7EVD. Alan's widow Suzanne has the call sign KF7ERB. Alan Osman, who had been a lifelong ham radio operator, was 76. That's something. That's too bad there. Well, we'll open it up one final time here for any last minute check-ins, and then I'm going to close the net. Okay, hearing no more, I'll now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Mike, N9OKA, Net Control, clear at 8:25 p.m. And 73s, have a good evening, and thanks to everyone that checked in. Let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, I have 17 check-ins for this evening. Thanks for one who did check in. 73s. N9OKA clear.
I only had 16. I had 15 and realized I forgot to put you in there, Mike.
I didn't put myself in here. Are you counting K9B or PDN?
No, I didn't count them because I didn't get them at all.
Okay, all right then. So yeah, that would be one less then. Then again, I didn't count myself in my list here.
Yeah, I got 16 with that KE9EQG that didn't answer. But I got myself, KD9AJY, KD9PYT, KD9PBR, AC9UI, 89EA, N9BSN, N9YOU, W1DRD, 89GY, KA9PGC, K9RAF, KF9WW, KE9AOK, and U,
and 9OKA. That's what I have.
Well, you missed one there. If I heard you right, you missed Jim, KI9E.
You're right. I did. Got him in there now.
Okay, so we had the same number then?
Yeah, 17.
Yep, 17's what I got.
All right, perfect. I'm going to QSY over to 950, C4FM, 73, AC9HO. Good job, Mike. Thank you for filling in.
I was supposed to get cut on today, but it didn't happen, so I went ahead and did it here. No problem, man. No problem. Whenever you need me, I'm here.
Appreciate it. AC9HO QSY.
This is K9PDN listening.
CMN Network, MI3.
This is K9PDN listening. K8UTB. K9PDN. I just realized it's late and I missed the net. Yeah, that's what I missed. Yeah, this is K9PD, and I tried checking in. There was something going on with my antenna, but I think I've got it corrected now. Well, you got a good signal now. I just realized what time it was, so I was sitting in the living room and told the wife that it's Wednesday. She said, yes. Anyway, hey, this is Tony. We're in New Buffalo. This is Tom in St. Joseph, Michigan. I just happened to be scanning the channels when I heard you guys' net going on, and listened in and tried to check in, but like I say, something was wrong with that antenna on that mast, so I hurried up and tried to fix it, and still was too late. But wanted to try and see if anybody's still out there. Went to y'all's website. It's a really interesting club for me. I do C4FM quite a bit, and also DMR, so I'm very interested in visiting you guys.
Well, good deal. Well, I certainly. Glad to make your acquaintance, Tom. Again, my name's Tony. And we're actually members of a club down here at the fort. And you probably already recognize you have two repeaters. This one is FM analog with EchoLink enabled. And then the other repeater, 14661, is actually a fusion machine. And if you have your radio set up, you can transmit digital, but you leave it on automatic mode search, and the repeater receives digital, transmits analog, or receives analog and transmits analog. And then you have the 441950. During the day, it's actually a wired text machine, but it's primarily digital. And at night, we're doing something right now where at night, when we would normally use a repeater locally, wires actually is not active.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I mean, I'm very interested in it and knowing about your club a little bit more and seeing what all you guys have to offer and get involved with some things.
Well, we'd be certainly glad to have you. So you're in St. Joe. Whereabouts in St. Joe?
So we are right in Royalton Township off of M-139. Not too far, like 8 to 10 miles from downtown St. Joe.
Okay. I'm familiar with the area. Of course, being down here in New Buffalo is not a very big area. but there's quite a bit that is going on. Field days, ham fest, and the like, and there's a lot of activity. And actually, there's a lot of things that have been developing over the last couple of years, and more and more folks like yourself come and get active and start sharing the technology.
Yeah, I was listening to some of that, and I went on y'all's Facebook page and on your website, and I did see where y'all do quite a bit of good stuff that's very interesting to me. I know a couple of guys up here in the Blossom Land Club as well. But, yeah, it's really interesting what I saw that you guys have, and especially the C4 FM, so we do not do that here, or the Wires X. They are looking at them, and they're kind of heavy into D-Star, and I don't think any of them do DMR. So I've got a couple of friends and a bunch of guys in Florida and Kentucky that I kind of hang out with DMR talk groups quite a bit. You know, I don't have to leave the living room. I can still sit in my easy chair and do it on a handheld. K9TDN.
So your call, is it Papa Echo Nancy?
Kilo Niner, Papa Delta November.
Papa Delta November, okay. That's a big Yoda man.
Yeah, I kind of changed it to a vanity sign. I know a lot of people kind of don't do that, but, well, sometimes I get grief over it, whatever. K9 for dogs. We have three dogs, and the PDN is their first letter of their names. So I figured I could remember it easier with a 67-year-old brain.
Well, apparently we're the same vintage. I'm 6 but we're the same age. My wife is a little bit older than us, but not much. So we're all the same vintage. And well, my wife changed her call sign to her initials as well. She used to be KB9DJC or KB8DJC, and then N8KCZ. And all those, well, especially the N8KCZ was a little bit of a tongue twister in a sense. Hard to differentiate the letters. But I've been KA8UGB since the early 1980s, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
That's cool. Yeah, we're about the same. And my wife's sometimes I claim she's 2 years older. Depends on how her birthday ends up being in the year. I'm a year behind her, so I joke about that every once in a while with her. But yeah, very interesting. What was your call sign again?
Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform Golf Bravo. And as they say, I'm good luck to your dad.
Got it. I just want to get this down in the logbook. I heard y'all talking about that as well, logbooks. I use the QRZ logbook myself, but kind of going to look into some others.
So how long do you live in St. Joe? Have you been there, you know, most of your life or anything like that?
So that's interesting. So, yeah, everybody thinks I sound Southern. I am from Chattanooga, Tennessee originally. I've been up here 40 years. I moved up here due to Whirlpool Corporation in Benton Harbor. But I was at General Electric down in Georgia, and they moved me up here because they needed some mechanical engineers for Whirlpool. So I was at Whirlpool and for about 21 years. Went over to IBM, but I still had an office with Whirlpool because I was a software engineer, and that's what Whirlpool needed, so they hired IBM engineers to do that. So I had officially got out of Whirlpool 2 years ago, and now I manage network engineering for Fifth Third Bank.
All right, good deal. Well, my history, I was born in Ohio, raised in Michigan. My hat is long since gone. But from Southern Ohio. Actually, I don't know that I ever had one because I was pretty young when we came up here. But I worked for a long time location. I pastor a church here in New Buffalo, and I worked for an electric motor shop up in Kalamazoo. I'm technologically speaking, I'm the drive guy. I'm the guy that goes around taking care of the things and control those motors. So, well, Tom, I'm going to step aside here. It's been a long day. I left home this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock, I was at Beaverton, Michigan. And then at 1 o'clock, I was at Croswell, Michigan. That's in the thumb. it's been a long day. So I think I'm going to head off to the rack. But good to meet you. I look forward to putting the paw on the handshake. We just had a club meeting last week, so we won't have another one until next month, but hey, who knows? Maybe we'll have a cross again. K9PDN, K-A-U-T-D.
Sounds good. Very nice to meet you. Appreciate the hospitality. K-A-8-U-T-B-73-U-K-9-D-D-N.
K-9-D-D-N, and I see a sign.
George, is that you? I think it's an idea, Sen. Hey, you're in and out of the machine a little bit. I heard your first transmission, but the last two were in and out.
Yeah, sorry about that. I have to change location in the PCH here in order to hit the computer oftentimes. I was just,
I think you unkeyed, but you started out good, but then you began to fade in and out quite a bit. I know you were asking a question, but we didn't get it. Okay. Unfortunately, I thought you had unkeyed, but actually, it was just the signal had dropped. I'm surprised. Well, maybe not, because you're a little bit. You're closer to the. Well, you're on the lake side of US 12, I think, so that's usually kind of a weak range, a weak area for the repeater there for some reason.
Yeah, I would just
explains why he wanted to hook up with Tom. You guys have common history. Well, sir, I am going to push back, but good to catch you on the air. I don't think we've met, but I'm pretty sure I heard your voice before. So we're going to say 73, and we try to listen between this repeater and the 14661 more than anywhere else, I suppose. But anyway, good to catch you here. Maybe we'll get a chance to cross paths at some event here in the near future.
I'm not sure. We lost the other gentleman there, but good evening to you, Tony, and this is an idea.
So your final transmission was 100% copy. Go figure. Anyway, good night, George. K-A-8-U-G-B, clear.
MI3 Network. CMN Network.